What's going on, good people? For those of y'all who don't know, this is GDM Radio. Real people, real issues, real talk. It's your boy Tyson. So let's talk about it. So I was cruising the net, and I just happened to see, like, maybe 2 weeks ago, young man fatally breaking his neck after attempting to jump a turnstile. How crazy is this? So from what the looks like, from the looks of things, the video, it shows that he's heavily intoxicated. He's trying to jump the turnstile while he's heavily intoxicated. He was only 28 years old. 28 years old, and he just snapped his neck. I mean, they don't show that he snapped his neck, but oh my God, man. Is it worth it? You know what I'm saying? That's my whole thing. Is it worth it? It's only $275. It's only $275. Pay your fare, people. Pay your fare. It is not worth it. And he is really intoxicated. He is really intoxicated. And all I'm saying is you couldn't have gone under? You couldn't have waited for somebody to come out so you can get swiped? This is insane. Listen, it's only $275. I don't know how many times I can say that. But trying to jump the turnstile, especially when you're drunk, You gotta really pay attention. Wait for somebody to come out and swipe you in. Wait for, you know, or go under. But come on, man. Now this brings into the question now, which is better, marijuana or alcohol? Because I know if he was high as hell, he wouldn't have tried to do that. He lost his balance and flipped over the joint, landing on his neck. That is horrible. Not for $275. Come on now. I'm just seeing this. I may be late. Y'all probably have seen this and heard about it already, but this is my first time hearing it, and I'm just like, we gotta do better. Come on, man. Come on now. Oh my gosh. Pronounced dead on the scene. Just to get over. Just to beat $275. We gotta use our heads, people. When I seen this, I was like, when I heard about it, I couldn't believe it, because all I can think of is there's so many other ways for you to get inside than the jump over the turnstile, especially when you're inebriated. $275. You can go under. You can wait for somebody to swipe you. You can wait for somebody to open the gate. There are so many different ways for you to get on or past the barriers to get to the train, other than jumping over it. That is dangerous. Even when you're sober, it's dangerous. You can lose your balance at any point, any given time. But my man was definitely intoxicated. Definitely intoxicated. He was way drunk, and he should not have attempted this. And I feel sorry for his family. Shout out to his family. I hope that they can get what they need, if they need any help. This is bad for business, though. Good people, let's do better. Pay attention. I'm not going to say that I'm perfect, but I do try. And tell me what y'all think. Leave a comment. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can find me. Let me know what y'all think. If y'all heard of this and you heard this story already, leave a comment in the comment section on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Let me know what y'all think, man. I'm not here to take up too much of y'all time. You already know what it is. It's your boy Tyson, and this is GDM Radio. Real people, real issues, real talk. Holla at me.